Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
His background makes it look like he has a halo.
He does have a halo. That's real. That part is real.
Yeah.
The eclipse is forming right over his
head. Exactly.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning.
Oh, you gave a little eclipse tip on Threads. You said, pro tip for getting the perfect eclipse photo with your phone, don't. Put the thing away. 99% right. Of the pics will be the anyways.
Yep.
Just enjoy the experience for sake. Thank you.
I was looking at my photos from 2017, and I'm like, why did I take this?
I had a girlfriend a long time ago. I'm like, can we just enjoy one thing without photographing it?
Thank you.
Can we just be in the moment of the thing that's happening?
Okay, boomer.
That's
you know,
me.
I was
with my bike club. You know, we always take a group photo at like the halfway point, and I was laughing at how many of us were also taking photos. So they were taking a photo of all the rest of us taking selfies.
Right.
Of the same thing.
I mean, take photos of the darkness. Take photos of the shadows on the ground.
Right.
Especially if you can get a shadow that shows the actual eclipse. Those are cool.
Yeah.
But don't put your phone at the sky.
No. Yeah. No, you're going to ruin your lens if you do that.
Yeah. Do you share my hope that Trump looks directly into it again and they have to give him a dog and it turns out to be Commander?
There you go. All right. There you go.
And he won't know. Okay. Rude.
What?
I you complete me. Say it right at there. I've already said it this weekend. I was just saying to my friend Karen, we were hiking yesterday, this first line, you said all of this Trump can get exhausting, can't it? That's what I said. This is going to be the longest campaign in history. We've already been through years of this. It's hard to believe that his base isn't exhausted by his constant chaos all of it, right? Like just all of it. It's become
meth is a hell of a drug.
What was the latest? Oh, he accused Biden of being on cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay.
On cocaine and he needs to be drug tested
before they debate.
End of defecating at his desk. So,
Oh, God.
He implied that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Noel Castler will be on Thursday talking about how Trump is a lifelong drug addict.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, and defecator. I'm not even sure that's alleged.
Yeah.
Ask anyone that worked on Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, you just said, this is what I mean about even just the 30, whatever his base is, Rude, that they're just not exhausted by the constant whining and repetition and victimhood. It's still hard to get my head around where we are. I mean, just what is this in the last few days? He's compared himself to Jesus, Nelson Mandela.
Al Capone.
Al Capone, right. Right.
Because those are the three you always think of in the same
I always think of what Chris says, that they do it to own the libs, and as the most easily owned lib in America, I know we shouldn't react, but it's almost like he does it because he knows we're going to freak them out.
Oh, he does it to freak you out, Stephanie.
In particular.
Yes.
I'm just like, Nelson Mandela!
Yeah.
But then it's like we're with this dilemma. How do you ignore him? He's apparently going to be the candidate for president on the Republican side, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're not avoiding it. There's a lot that we need to get our head around that we're not avoiding. you know, and, you know, we all thought for a long time and that's one of the trials at least would happen and he would end up behind bars. No, it's not going to happen.
Well, you said last week, you said, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, it appears it is going to start a week from today, but, you know, according to
legal, so.
Legal experts, although as Chris always says, legal experts.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got another dozen motions ready to file lawyers.
And but, you know, we were saying Friday, right, Jody, that I think it's been 17 national polls in a row now are showing Biden leading, which, of course, that's why you won't hear that anywhere in the mainstream media, because they've got to keep the horse race going. But I feel like as people are starting to tune in more, I don't think we're taking crazy pills. And then I do think this trial is going forward. I think he's going to be convicted. What I've often wondered is if he gets convicted and his polling starts to really crater, you know, he's a narcissist. I think he's going to, I don't know what the hell, who knows, medical something. He's not going to, you know, if he sees he's going to lose in a landslide, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this isn't anything can happen year.
I don't think he would do a medical thing. I think he would be more likely to pay Melania to fake a medical thing to then say, I have to get, or right. Barron. To then say, well, I have to give up the campaign because I love my family so much.
Yeah, well, that was clear from the video.
He would make himself appear weak.
Right,
that's true.
At all,
that's clear from the video yesterday. How very, very much Melania loves him.
Oh my god. Yes.
Oh my god. Yes. You said watching this hemorrhoid in human form day in and day out as he blusters about perceived attacks by migrants and judges, ranting his brain. Comparisons between himself and Nelson Mandela or Jesus or Al Capone. The Mandela was, it would be my honor to go to prison. Well, I wish Judge Marchand would just take him up on it. Just okay. But this is what he's trying. He's trying to bait the judge.
Only if he gets treated like Nelson Mandela was treated in prison. then okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. What was the other thing? Oh, he also doubled down on the Democrats execute babies after birth thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he did that this morning. Right. He did that this morning, too. His did you know about his abortion post?
Yes. I saw. Yeah. Well, I saw his,
he made a pronouncement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, was it a proclamation?
It was a proclamation.
From the bassinet. Hold, please. Yes. He told the dangerous lie again that Democrats believe in executing the baby after birth. Elsewhere, he bragged about ending Roe v. Wade, appeared to take the position that states should decide limits on abortion while urging them to take measures that would still allow Republicans to win elections. Because, oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I was proudly the person responsible for the ending something that all the legal scholars on both sides wanted.
No.
What? No.
The legal scholars on the left, just to put this in context, what legal scholars on the left were saying was, you got to pass a national law
right.
because at some point some crazy Supreme Court is going to overrule Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
That's why legal scholars right. on the left might have said, yeah, we need to do something more than Roe v. Wade.
I love this. My view is now we have abortion where everybody wanted it. I'm like, what? Really? Have you talked to a woman lately? Any woman?
Yeah. A woman trapped in Alabama?
You said you can't brag that you got rid of Roe v. Wade and left abortion laws to the states and then say you have a problem with how some states are so harsh about abortion. No, that's why Roe v. Wade was necessary, dumbass. I mean, he does not understand anything about any issue, Rude, except as to how it benefits his reptilian right. existence.
Well, that's why he wants exceptions for rape and incest, because, you know, those are the primary ways he has sex.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'm not going to say who the incest is with, but, you know.
Oh.
You said the Biden event.
Oh, you know. I don't know, Eric in a pinch. Okay.
You threaded the Biden event sold out Radio City Music Hall. Several thousand people were there. Trump's little faux fancy gala at his Florida palace attracted a handful of slimy billionaire stains that don't give a damn about anything. And has the media not learned yet about saying, oh, Trump raised $50 million? No, you have to say Trump says.
Yeah.
Wait till.
Claims.
Yeah. Right.
Claims. Go with claims, because claims sounds, you know, much sketchier. The other thing, I do have to correct one thing. It wasn't at his S Palace. It was at another billionaire's S Palace.
Pardon.
That was my mistake. My mistake.
Stephanie Miller Show appreciates the apology.
Yes, because, you know, we have to be honest here.
You had the threat of the day. The Rock will not be endorsing Joe Biden in the presidential election. You said, dumb as a... It's very funny. That's funny. I get it. Yeah. Talk about only caring about your self-interests, right? I mean, it's just because he's joining wrestling again. I mean, just probably doesn't want to piss off MAGA fans or whatever. You know, and as we were saying, there's no neutral in this election. Just saying, oh, it's on Fox News. You go on to say America's too divisive. It's too, you know, we're too divided. So I don't want to endorse anyone. You went on Fox News to say that the most divisive force in American life, right?
Right, right. It, you know, it's like going on Joe Rogan and saying you trust science. You
know?
Or
coming on the Stephanie Miller Show and saying you don't like fart jokes. I mean,
right. Yeah, don't just avoid it at all costs.
Right.
It's also the, you know, frankly, it's of a piece of all of his performances, which is, you know, he only plays himself.
Yeah.
And you know, can never. And he, I believe he has it in his contract that he can never come out a loser in any of his movies.
Someone cited Taylor Swift that, you know, they appropriated her, even calling her their Aryan goddess and whatever, and she took a stand, even though it, you know, might have hurt her, and she's making more money than ever. Trust me, he's going to lose money on this.
Well, and he doesn't need it. That's the other thing.
I know.
Right. That's the thing that's embarrassing about this. It's like, dude, you are wealthy enough where you can tell people to F off if they don't want to, you know, support you anymore in your fake wrestling.
Right. Exactly. All right. So we've been obviously talking about you retweeted about Chef Andres and Gaza. I thought your thread was so interesting. You said for decades, anything short of knee-jerk support for Israel was seen as a career killer for most elected officials, including Democrats. Now that support for Palestinians has become acceptable as a mainstream political stance, a whole lot of Democratic leaders were caught off guard and are slowly recalibrating. Meanwhile, a younger generation has leapt over their learning curve, telling them they don't have to kiss Netanyahu's ass anymore. That's what we were saying. This really all comes down to Netanyahu. You know, as Chris said, Hamas is evil, Netanyahu is evil, you know. And
but we also, I mean, you know, one of the things is, we all remember it, every time there was a Gaza would do some little attack and Israel would come in and crush it, or there'd be, or there was the second, the, you know, there were all of these all of these times that happened, and every politician had to line up behind Israel, no matter how horrible it got right. in wow, I sounded like Trump there on that. Horrible. No matter how horrible it got for Gazans or the West Bank. And so now things have evolved to where it's okay finally to support Gaza.
Yeah.
It's not political poison.
And by the way, this wasn't the first time. It just was very tragic, you know. Obvious, a huge thing, the World Kitchen workers, because we all know World Kitchen. And but, you know, I think that it's like 200 aid workers have been killed. And, you know, and part of it, Ruud, it is both sides in the sense that Hamas is also stealing a lot of the, you know, they're both awful. You know, it's between the Israeli military and Hamas stealing it. This is why we have this entire crisis but I'm glad, as I said, that Speaker Pelosi joined several Democratic lawmakers calling for Biden to halt arms transfer to Israel following, you know, this tragedy until a full investigation into the airstrike is completed. And no, you can't investigate yourself, right?
Right. And I understand the frustration of young people, as somebody that has been frustrated with many administrations on Israel. But this is pretty huge. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden all at least making noise about ceasefires and other actions to try to stop Israel.
Yeah.
That's a sea change in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And as far as the Jose Andres thing, it made me wonder how many vans full of Palestinians have been hit that we just don't hear about.
Yeah.
That were accidents, you know? And
yeah.
or is it the policy of Israel that if a van full of people has one potential militant in it that they're not 100% sure on, that they just go ahead and blow up the vehicle?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's the ratio there
right.
of innocent people to a single militant?
Yeah. Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, well, I mean, that's what we were saying, Ruud, that you can't, if you have any point about proportionality, how you say, you know, 1,200 equals 34,000 and counting, it just, and also, we were saying we don't really understand the democracy system over there. But
the parliamentary system. Yeah,
but is it like raves, Ruud? Is it like a, you know, Beyonce is going to be here at, you know, midnight.
Yeah, we'll
send drop
the,
a new
send the address just before.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like my friend Glenn will be like, "Oh, Chris Rock's doing a set or wherever, and I just got the thing now." Like, is that how because it just seems like they have got to get rid of Netanyahu. You know, he is the source of all of this. Like the fact that it's his enormous incompetence that let this happen in the first place, his distraction with the West Bank or wherever, right? That he missed this. It went on for hours and hours. Like, and he was the one funding Hamas in the first place. Like, it just, how is he still in power, I guess, is my question.
Well, I mean, you know, his coalition seems to be finally falling apart. And again, not playing expert here.
Right.
Just though on the way that elections are run, if it's any, I believe that there is a term limit or there is a term to a presidential A president has a term there like anywhere else. However, it's a longer term, and so there has to be an election at the end of the term. But elections can be called by the president or by some overwhelming vote of the parliament or the Knesset, I guess, in this case. And they can, so there can be an early election.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's used by leaders as a way of reaffirming their power. And sometimes,
so it's,
you know,
it's electoral Groundhog Day is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Anyway, there you go. Sorry, okay. Sorry to play teacher for a moment, and I can't wait to hear how totally wrong I was.
Is this going to be on the test?
Oh yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Of course it is.
We link to all of Rude Pundit's fantastic scribblings, and we love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we didn't even get to say Gamecock on the air. I'm just so sad about that.
Gamecock.
That's the other USC, right?
Hmm?
Is that the other
USC? I don't
know.
I just barely got finished, what do you call it, celebrating International Beaver Day yesterday, which is true.
Yes, yes.
And now it's Gamecock Day.
Thank you.
Yes,
I just
stuff. Well, you know, one's definitely got to follow the other.
Oh, well. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.